This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is PJ Hrabowski. PJ is the music director at KUAF and the host of Film Score Friday, heard every Friday. PJ, welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle.
You pick one movie score and one movie to kind of concentrate on these Thursday visits that gives us a preview of your Friday show. What is that soundtrack and film today?
Well, this time we're going back to 1940 and a movie called Rebecca. Now, Rebecca... Well, first of all, the most famous line in the movie is right at the beginning, and it's, "Last night I dreamt I went to Mandalay again." And that's Rebecca's haunting opening line that conjures up the entirety of Alfred Hitchcock's romantic, suspenseful, and elegant film. A young woman, played by Joan Fontaine, mm-hmm. believes her every dream has come true when her whirlwind romance with dashing Maxim de Winter results in marriage. But she soon realizes that Rebecca, the late first Mrs. de Winter, haunts both the temperamental, brooding Maxim and the de Winter mansion.
This is a Hitchcock movie, after all.
I know. And the mansion, now the mansion's called Mandalay. Now, in order for Maxim and the new Mrs. de Winter to have a future, Rebecca's spell must be broken and the mystery of her violent death unraveled. Now, this is the first collaboration between producer David O. Selznick and Hitchcock. Now, Rebecca was adapted from Daphne du Maurier's popular novel, and it won the 1940 Academy Award for Best Picture and Cinematography. Now, Hitchcock hasn't been able to do that well since, and the thing that's kind of ironic is it's the only film directed by the master of suspense to win a Best Picture Oscar, and it would be a gothic melodrama.
And it's certainly, if you were to go out on the street and ask people to name 5, 10, 15 Hitchcock films, most would not include Rebecca.
I know, and it's funny because it wasn't until I started doing Film Score Friday that I even realized that Rebecca was a Hitchcock movie. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of funny. You know, you still have this this tension in the movie, Rebecca, but it's still about as far from his comfortable thriller territory as Hitchcock has ever strayed. And in this movie, he illustrates, though, the ability of crafting not only psychological terror, but drama and romance as well. And, you know, it was the first Hitchcock movie made in the U.S.
The others had been in his native Britain.
Right, right. Now, when asked which of the 144 films that Franz Waxman would score in Hollywood, his favorite, Waxman always replies, Rebecca.
So here you have the only Hitchcock that ever won Best Picture. You have mm-hmm. Franz Waxman's favorite score.
Right.
And it's a movie that it hasn't been forgotten, but it certainly isn't part of the public consciousness anymore.
No, and I tend to get it mixed up with a couple of the other old gothic movies I'm going now. Is this the part where we find out about the crazy woman locked in the back room? Oh, no, that's not that one. You know, so, yeah, it gets a little confusing. But when you think of Franz Waxman, you know, when you think of Hitchcock, who do you think of as usually
Bernard Herrmann?
Right. But Waxman did 4 Hitchcock movies. Also did Paradine Case, Suspicion, and Rear Window. Hmm. Which in Rear Window there wasn't a lot of music,
right.
but there was some. Now, Waxman's score for Rebecca was a milestone. Its impact on his musical style was so profound that throughout the rest of his 26-year career in Hollywood, he would compose music for at least a half a dozen more films with that similar gothic background. Now, it was a very popular film score in the early 40s. It was even made into a suite that's been played often by symphony orchestras.
Hmm.
I know.
Called the Rebecca Suite?
Yes. Hmm. Yeah. In his book, The Composer in Hollywood, Christopher Palmer discusses Rebecca. She's never seen, for she is dead. The only malign influence can be felt, and the music helps us feel it. We are enveloped from the moment the main title opens. An ominous tread in the bass over a repeated note, string and woodwind figurations writhing in quasi-impressionistic mists, a horn summons. Then, as the credits come up over a series of dissolves from one dreamlike distorted view of the Mandalay estate to another, the Rebecca theme is heard for the first time. Joan Fontaine's open narration begins, you know, "Last night I dreamt I went to Mandalay again." Romantic impressionist music creates a dreamlike aura as the camera tracks forward up the deserted, overgrown drive on which nature has encroached in her stealthy, insidious way with long, tenacious fingers.
The score to Rebecca. What else? What else will we hear tomorrow on Film Score Friday?
Kyle, just Rebecca. No, I'm kidding.
the whole suite.
Yes. We're going to hear The Cider House Rules.
I love that movie.
Me too. The Addams Family. Mm-hmm. Carlito's Way.
Mm-hmm.
Black Beauty, Danny Elfman. The English Patient. Rio Grande, John Wayne.
I just saw that like 3 days ago.
Really?
Yeah, just watch it again.
And Hook. And Hook, to me, is kind of a hook into Christmas because it came out at Christmas time. And so when I think of it, it reminds me of Christmas. And we will be getting to those holiday films soon.
Very soon, I would imagine.
I know.
Peach, thanks as always.
Thanks, Kyle.
Film Score Friday tomorrow, 10 to noon on KUAF.